morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to, the way we've been liking to. We haven't been able to do it for a while. We got Brittany Merlot back with us, everybody. Yay! Wait, let me make the... Yes.
There we go.
Brittany, good to have you back with us. How you been?
Oh, great to be back. I've been fantastic. You know, I went down to Florida, soaked up some heat, and dragged it right back up here with me for you guys.
I wanted to thank you for that. That was nice. I don't know how much that costed as an add-on or everything, any like a carry-on, anything like that, but that was really nice of you.
Let me just shove the sun into this suitcase here. Never mind me.
Could anybody blame you? Surprised you found some sun down there, by the way.
It took a minute. It did take a minute. I first got down there, and I looked like a local because I was in my winter jacket still. High temperatures were only in the 50s, but it's very humid and moist, so it actually felt just as cold as we do when we're probably like in the teens. So I was actually freezing for the first few days, but it did warm up, and now those winds are really going to be surging out of the south. We're going to see gusts today, sustained a constant wind in the 20s, and then they're going to be gusting up to about 40 miles per hour throughout this afternoon and evening. So we could see some power outages throughout tonight, possibly, but that's bringing in the warmth. That's going to get us to highs of about 40 degrees today, which is only, I think, 7 degrees away from a record back in the 1900s that we have set. So extreme warmth in a time that we shouldn't be seeing it, but we'll take it. And it's kind of an up and down week where we have a warm front today, a cold front tomorrow, a warm front Thursday, a cold front Friday. So a little up and down, a taste of something for everyone, but we will see the sunshine for most of the week, which is good.
Good to hear.
You know, typically when I want hot and cold treatments, I don't need help from Mother Nature.
No, no.
You know, like this seems like a little bit put upon.
Really, I agree. Really messes with the body. Really messes with the mind and all that too. Brittany, my aunt Deb is living in Florida now, and she sent us my folks and I a bunch of pictures of the snow down there and everything. And I was telling her, and I'm curious if you were able to help any of our friends in Florida with what to do with this kind of weather. They have no idea how to handle this. We thought we'd give tips. We've got a handful of listeners down in that area and everything, and in some warmer areas that have been hit by snow. So we're giving them tips on what to do, like stay indoors, like things like that, you know, shovel with your knees, not your back. You gotta shovel with the knees, you gotta little things.
Find an empty parking lot and practice whipping donuts, because that's how you learn how to handle your vehicle in snow.
Okay, that should be number one, right away, right at the top.
That is number one. I don't think anything could top that one. I do know a few locals were trying that, but a heads up, make sure you know that parking lot so there's not any of those little cement barriers, you know what I'm saying?
Or light poles.
See, this is why she's the best, and it's good to have her back. Thanks, Brittany. We're good to have you back. You have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. That feels good. Good to have the team back here. That's fun. We appreciate y'all joining us. We got good stuff on the way for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We'll also get into, we got a hotel hack for you for the best place to put your luggage. Maybe not where you thought. Not where I thought, at least. Got that one coming up. Starbucks is doing something weird again. And nutrition labels may be moved to the front of food packages. I've been itching to get into this one with you, Melissa, so looking forward to diving into that. 9 o'clock hour, going to feature some entertainment news. We're going to talk Renee Zellweger, Pamela Anderson, and we have these bands have the most valuable shirts. That could be an interesting one, I think. Might be some
monetary value or just sentimentality value.
It looks like they're talking dollar amounts here So there might be like somebody who has a shirt that's worth a lot more than they realize. We're also going to talk some local entertainment, some things going on in their area, and I have a one a little bit later in the 9 o'clock. People who don't watch TV say they do these 15 things instead. I thought this one might be a good one for us, Melissa. Yeah, so we'll get into that one a little bit later.
I often do not watch TV.
Yeah.
But we'll see how many things I do.
But I have to start here. And actually, I feel like we already started with a That Ain't Right story. Brittany not having warm weather in Florida. We kind of started already there. But this is sort of a That Ain't Right story. But this is one where, not to at all compare animals and children. Not to do that, but to do that for a second. If you, just hear me out. Because I know I can put my foot down when need be, but I've never been the best at it. I'll admit that. And I am horrible at it when it comes to children. And when it comes to my own children, I'm a million times worse. Now, I'm going to keep the kid from touching something hot, of course. But really, when it comes right down to, you know, certain things, I'm not really good at it. And then there's, I never had animals growing up. And all of a sudden, I start having dogs and everything. Well, dogs are literally, like, they have evolved to read our faces. This is how dogs got domesticated. It's actually a really cool history if you look into it, how wolf and dogs learn to read human faces, get some food, get asked to be brought inside, and then before we know it, you know, we've got humane societies and all these things. So dogs are literally scientifically trained to be able to read our faces and look for empathy and pull it out of us. Another animal that we might not realize this, monkeys. Monkeys are pretty good at this.
Okay.
And I have no doubt that this monkey was able to manipulate these people. A South African security firm said teams were dispatched to a home where a panic alarm turned out to have been triggered by a thieving monkey.
Oh, dear.
Who didn't get arrested, by the way. Just spoiler alert. I'm going to tell you that right now. Monkey not arrested, no crime, not charged with anything. Security company MI7 National Group said on social media that its control room received multiple panic alarm signals from a home in Northdale on the day right after Christmas. And they were very worried about this, especially the day after Christmas. That can be, you know,
sometimes people are traveling, so they wouldn't be home.
Yeah, which was the case for a couple of these homes, and people were worried people were breaking in. Well, nobody was breaking in. It was the monkey, a monkey that fled with the remote. It stole the remote. And it started hitting the buttons on it, and turning on the alarms, which triggered alarms in other homes.
Oh, no.
Which is weird that that can happen, as a side note here. I didn't even know that was a thing. But they were able to, you know, fix everything and calm everybody down. But this South African monkey, I'm telling you, that's a pretty good story.
Little troublemaker.
I enjoy that one. And this one is pretty cool, too. Do you know much about, Melissa, about growing hot peppers?
Not a lot, no.
When I was living in DeKalb, I had a good friend of mine, Vince. Good morning to him. If he happens to be listening, he does every once in a while. Vince, just a really laid-back, cool guy, play guitar, video games. And I'm over there doing that with him, and he's like, hey, I got to go check on my peppers. I'm like, what are you talking about? We go outside, and he's got a bunch of peppers just baking in the sun. And if you really want to grow hot peppers, this is how you do it. You just let them bake in the sun and let the sun take up all this heat and everything. And that's how you make hot peppers. It's part of how you make it. I'm simplifying it. But an environmental group in Mississippi might have done something similar to this. They have broken a Guinness World Record with a cayenne pepper plant that grew to be nearly 16.5 feet tall.
That's a tall plant.
Henry Pope, the lead grower and plant geneticist of Mississippi Foundation for Renewable Energy, said he spent 7 years cross-pollinating specific pepper plants with an aim towards creating a variety of plant ideal for vertical gardening. Quote, opportunity for creating a world record of any kind was never the goal, he told the local newspaper.
Side bonus.
Yeah. The goal was the same as it always is, for us to produce a natural variety of edible plant that is beneficial to those who wish to become less reliant on grocery stores. The current record was set in 1999 in California by Laura Linge with 16 feet, so just barely beat it.
Ooh.
Pope had a team of measurement specialists, plant experts, and local officials measuring the cayenne to bring it to see if it was the world record, and it was. The record-keeping organization now review evidence from other measurements from other people that have done similar things, but nobody is doing it for the reasons that Mr. Pope is doing it. And I think it's pretty kind of there's some really cool things here going on with this, and it's so much more about one of the more important things I think to people, whether they realize it or not, and options. Now, whether we're talking about going to the doctor and having options there, or we're talking about in our food and how we get it, how we make it, how we ingest it, all those things.
And having the ability to grow when you don't have land, when you don't have a lot of land.
Right.
And being able to grow vertically takes that out of the equation.
And feels like that's a good idea. Feels like that's something we should be on. Yeah. We should be definitely getting out of everything. And the stuff like this, too, there's no downside. There's no negative to this or anything. It's pretty cool. And just a side note, the Mississippi...
As long as you like cayenne pepper.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as you like hot peppers. Yeah.
This is being done in the Mississippi Foundation for Renewable Energy. I don't think we talk about the South. We talk about Mississippi, or we talk about any of these things, and we talk about renewable energy or these kind of things very often. Mississippi is a hotbed for this stuff. Pun intended. And there's a lot more of this going on in the South than I think we realize. And I think that is pretty cool and deserves as much attention as this record and as what this environmental group is working to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think we all too often, and especially in, you know, the mainstream media focuses on the negatives. It will behoove us a whole lot more to start focusing on the positives and put our energy into that.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. We will take a time out. We'll come back after hanging out with our partners here. We'll have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show. It is time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, taking a look at their Facebook page. They have got their specials up, and boy, they heard you loud and clear, and they have brought back by popular demand their French onion soup.
Ooh, yum. Mm. And the picture of their sandwich there looks delicious.
It really does. Looks like they did some high-quality checking, too, and were able to guarantee that the breakfast trio sandwich is also delicious. Keep that in mind.
Taste tested it themselves.
Yes.
Well done.
Good on them. Good on them to do
that. But they also have a chili cheese omelet this morning with fruit or pancakes and toast, or fruit or potato and toast or pancakes. For $14, you really can't go get better than that. And it includes your beverage.
No, I'm not kidding, man. You can't beat that. Wow, that is a really good price for that. That's really good. That took me off. I'm also thinking about omelets. I've never really tried omelets. Maybe I should give them a try. Maybe I should give them a shot. I don't know.
Well, I think you would like it, James, because a basic omelet is just eggs and cheese.
Then there you go. Yeah, I can't.
And you
really,
like those two things?
Yes, I do.
Right?
Yeah, I do like those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'd like it.
Maybe some bacon bits in there. Don't people put stuff inside them and everything?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Oh, all right. Well, maybe I'll try it over at El Cafe for the first time.
I'll
meet you over there, everybody, at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us, and buy local, support local. Support those that support our communities.
And I'll just tell you, hot lunch looks good too. Hot beef sandwich or a roast beef wrap.
Oh, God, that's good. I love roast beef. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Like our pages, please. We appreciate you doing that. And, of course, you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Look forward to talking with you, everybody. Remember, you're just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and we greatly thank every one of you for downloading that app.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, let's go with 3 today.
I didn't mean for us to rhyme there, but that was great. That was good. First up, we wish a happy birthday to Amanda Pritzel.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Wishing you a good day, Amanda. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wish a very happy birthday to Caroline Bush.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
It's a great name, Caroline. Mm-hmm. It's a great name. Enjoy your day, Caroline. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Colleen Johnson.
Oh, happy birthday, Colleen. And congratulations.
Just great names all around today. Enjoy your day, Colleen. We say brag to friends, family, strangers, pets, everybody. Mm-hmm. Brag to them that you are our qualifier for today.
And brag at El Cafe because you'll get free pie.
Yes, do that. Do that, everybody. Yes, thank you, Melissa. We need to mention that more. Yeah. They spoil us over there. They're awesome.
They
God, they're awesome. And keep in mind, everybody, we are getting to the end of January here, which is just shocking.
Ooh, right?
You know, we're going to be pulling our winner in the beginning of February pretty quick here. So, Colleen and all the rest of our qualifiers, keep on listening. We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays. Ariel Winter is 27, most famously known as Alex on Modern Family. I kind of expected to see a lot more from the Modern Family team. That show was pretty big for a while there, and I don't feel like Sofia Vergara, of course, has continued to work. Ed O'Neill is there a little bit, but all the kids on that show, I don't feel like I see them anywhere, and I thought for sure that every one of them would probably be doing stuff no more than her. I thought for sure she would be kind of what Selena Gomez is doing right now. I kind of thought she was going to be doing a similar thing.
Well, she's only 27, so yeah, she has time.
Yeah. She's got plenty of time, yeah. One of the better rhymers in the game today, J. Cole, is 40 years old. J. Cole, not only one of the better lyricists, and you know, usually has a message with a lot of what he says, which I appreciate nowadays. We don't have enough rap that does that. Mm-hmm. But one of the best things that J. Cole has done with his career, and this, I think this is saying something, there was a beef that was beginning between Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. J. Cole got in it and then, like, stepped back. It was like, you know what? I don't want any of this. I'm good. I want to live a much more calm, zen kind of life. I'm doing more of that. I'm into bohemian stuff and everything. I'm not messing with this. And then, like, 2 weeks later, Kendrick Lamar just dropped the hammer on Drake. And I don't believe, like, I've watched rap beefs my whole life. And usually it happens and then things move on, except for, obviously, the L.A. and New York thing. But this one, I don't know how Drake can come back. I don't know how people listen to his music still. Like, Kendrick, what Kendrick Lamar has done, and he's going to do it at the Super Bowl too. Like, at the Super Bowl, he's going to play one of these songs, and you're going to have the whole entire crowd chanting along with it. It's insane. So J. Cole got away from all that. He didn't want any of that smoke. Got out of
that
it.
Was smart.
One of the smarter moves that any artist has ever made, because you do not mess with Kendrick Lamar. just don't. One of my favorite actors of all time, Elijah Wood, is 44.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Frodo, of course, in the Lord of the Rings movies. Perfectly cast. One of the most perfect castings of all time, I think. I stand very strongly on that. When I'm a little kid reading those books, that's who I imagined as Frodo. Not Elijah Wood, just that's what he would look like. And, you know, the he ends up doing it. Elijah Wood, one of the, you hear Harry, Daniel Radcliffe and other actors talk about this, one of the first child actors to kind of show it could be done and you could keep a good brain. You could do this in a healthy way. You could do this job in a healthy way. And Elijah Wood, to his credit, mentions a lot of the time he was coming up when Macaulay Culkin was. And Macaulay Culkin took a lot more of the shrapnel, if you will, than Elijah Wood would have if he was the only child, big name child actor at the time.
Yeah. I didn't know he was in Back to the Future too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that now. Yeah. He was one of the video game boys.
Yeah. Big fan of his. I just think I've never seen him do bad work. He's just a great actor.
He was 8 years old in that.
It's crazy. That's crazy. Joey Fatone is 48. NSYNC star, Dancing with the Stars star, but also like a good actor, decent actor. He was in the My Big Fat Greek Wedding movies. I only saw the first one. I believe he was in all of them, but he was good in it. He did good. He did a good job in it. Let's see here. Rick Ross is 49, Miami rapper. Former prison guard turned rapper, by the way.
Interesting.
You don't hear that story very often.
Yeah.
Second or third favorite voice in hip hop. And I mean, like, the tone, like the sound of his voice, and one of the best rappers of all time. Rakim is 57 today. Rakim of Eric B and Rakim. Don't Sweat the Technique. Listen to that. If you're going to listen to any hip hop song in your life, Don't Sweat the Technique is a good one. And you will hear Rakim's voice and hear exactly what I'm talking about. And another one of my favorite voices, Sarah McLachlan, is 57 today.
Oh, I didn't know it was her birthday.
Certainly, I think her voice has become very famous, being attached to a lot of the Humane Society videos with the dogs, and you see them herding, and the arms of an angel sings over it and everything. Two notes on that. One, she is very proud of that. It's a huge cause to her, animal rights, not in a PETA way, but in a humane way. Also, she has also been very self-deprecating about that. I've seen her make fun of it twice, just like teasing her,
which is good. Yeah, because people make fun of it all the time.
So
that's what people do on the internet.
And just one of the most unique voices I think I've ever heard. I yeah. really enjoy her voice. Yeah,
she's got a lot of great albums. I have two of her CDs in my car, I found out on my trip this weekend.
Oh, cool. Barbie Benton is 75, a wonderful actor and Playboy star from Hee Haw. I remember her. Yeah, she was great. Mikhail Baryshnikov is 77, one of the greatest dancers any of us will ever see. Legendary ballet dancer, lost some years there with a lot of what was going on. Came over to this country, you know, kind of under the lines and everything, and so we didn't hear from him right away, but just you can't watch his work, watch his dancing, watch his ballet, watch his feet, and it's insane what he's what he was able to do in his prime. I don't know, you know, to me, I understand that a lot of people look at ballet and look at it kind of like a, you know, as a feminine kind of thing. In my house, you know, I grew up hearing that Lynn Swann took ballet, one of the greatest wide receivers I ever saw. And my father was so interested in good footwork, like in figure skating and in ballet and in dancing and stuff. And the strength in we put into our feet and what we can do with them. We don't think much about being able to flip a coin in their fingers or something like that. What these ballet dancers do with their feet is very similar. It's
well, they make
incredible.
It look so effortless, and the amount of strength that it takes to be able to achieve that level of it just looking so like they're not even trying, and their bodies are like iron. Like yeah. if you felt them, they are true athletes.
There is nothing soft about ballet dancing.
No,
look at a ballet dancer's feet. Take a look at those feet, man, and you will see.
If you want the nightmare, that's nightmare fuel,
yeah,
James.
That too,
you really
that
actually
too.
Don't want to see, because their feet are it's a battleground.
And
so many people, I'm amazed if he's walking.
Yeah,
at 77.
I don't have any. Like, I don't know any. Actually, I've known a couple ballet dancers in my time, and I don't really know any of this world or anything like that. But I do get a little like there's nothing to me. I push back on that. There's nothing soft about ballet to me. It's a very and it's a very cutthroat business too.
Oh yes,
watch Black Swan,
especially Russian ballet.
Where the gymnasts and the ballet dancers in Russia, like at that age, yeah, it's like hockey in Canada. You're five. Okay, you're standing upright. Here's some skates. Like, yeah. And one of the greatest to ever do it, Alan Alda, is 89 today. Hawkeye Pierce on MASH. He was in The West Wing. I really like Alan Alda. Great actor. Great interview too. Really good interview. You watch some of his interviews. Got some great ones.
Oh yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah, he's good.
It took me a minute. I had to see his picture. I loved him in MASH.
It's funny, Alan Alda, a household name. A household face, but I don't know if he's a household name.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I do love his work in The West Wing, too. That was a really good show.
Yeah. And just in case you're curious and everything, he's got a Clear and Vivid podcast that he does that I've heard a little bit of, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Like everything he's ever did. That man never did a bad scene. Like, he's just incredible actor. Happy birthdays to everybody out there celebrating. We're wishing you good ones out there. Thank you so much for getting the ones that you did to us.
Absolutely. We want more.
Yeah, more. We're going to get some more here. We're going to get some more news, some more sports. We're going to take care of our partners. And Melissa and I will come back, and we're going to talk. We got this hotel hack for you coming up. On The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. We got an interesting hotel hack about the best place to put your luggage. But this is kind of a two-parter, because first, do you fully unpack when you're staying in a hotel, or you just live out that suitcase? I'm a little bit... it depends on how long I'm staying, but I normally live out of the suitcase.
Right, same.
Yeah? Okay.
I've never stayed in a hotel for more than like one or two nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thought of putting my stuff in a hotel drawer, just, I don't know. It seems kind of icky.
Yeah. We both have worked in the industry and understand it on both sides that those workers there, the cleaners, they work their tails off. They're hard workers. Some of the harder workers you're going to meet. And they do
a
good job.
But unless a drawer is dirty, you're not going to wipe it out.
No.
As a cleaner,
I'm with you on this. 100%.
Yeah, me, same.
100%.
Unless there's something in the drawer, I'm not going to. I don't have time.
Now, if I'm staying at like a relative's house for a couple of days or something like that, they don't normally leave a drawer open for you. But if they do, I will use the drawer because I feel rude not
they
using it.
They made the effort.
Yeah. Otherwise, though, I'm living out the suitcase like you and like I think a lot of people out there. Well, if you're not into doing that when you're staying at a hotel, where's the best place to keep your luggage? They give stands and they have some spots, but there really isn't a great place in mind,
like a chair.
Yeah. Well, think about keeping your bag in the bathroom, huh?
That seems counterintuitive.
It does feel like it, doesn't it? But it helps you avoid bed bugs, and its best place for it is on the bathroom counter.
Oh, wow.
An exterminator who's been with Terminix for 27 years says it's the safest spot because bed bugs probably aren't going in there.
Oh, man.
There's a misconception that they're attracted to dirty or dingy spots, but they're really just, they just like fabric. The warmth and smell of our bodies and carbon dioxide we exhale. This is all just, manna for them. That means they could be hiding in and around the mattress or under the cloth straps or luggage stands, even in nice hotels. He says the best thing to do is just unpack your essentials, then zip your bag up and put it in the bathroom or on a coffee table or a desk.
This is the creepy crawlies you're giving me here this morning, James.
And I don't mean to, but I do think that it's a good one to go over.
It is.
And I will say, I've never thought about needing to wear a hazmat suit in a hotel.
I think we don't talk about bed bugs a whole lot because it's not as big of a problem here in Wisconsin, I would say.
Yeah.
We have had to deal with them on military bases. Like when I worked on Fort McCoy, the military base, we had some bed bug infestations in a couple of rooms because soldiers are out in the field and then they come, back in rooms. That's a different environment than your typical traveler staying at a hotel here in Wisconsin. But if you travel around the world, you do need to be aware of this. This is really good information. They were having a really bad problem in France not too long ago. And you can bring these little bed bugs home with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've never been outside of the country or anything, so I don't know much about this. But from what I've heard and talking to people who have and work in the hotel industry, this seems to be a little bit more of a problem overseas in Europe. To your point about not just here in the Midwest, but when this happens here, almost every place I've worked at, nice, really really ritzy hotels. I've worked at pass by hotels. All these have just a strict protocol and what to do when these things happen, and they work on it quick. They get it done.
Oh, you have to because it's really really difficult to get rid of bed bugs, and you're using chemical warfare.
Yeah.
It's, you don't mess around. Mm-mm. Because they spread quickly.
So I will say that the next time I do travel, I'm not bringing anything. I'm gonna wear multiple layers. And just take things off on a Saturday. Okay, this is my Saturday clothes. I just have it out of.
James is down in Cancun.
Yeah.
Dude, why are you wearing three layers? Like, man, this is all I brought. Sorry.
It's very hot. It's very uncomfortable. But I don't have any bed bugs.
More ice, please. More ice.
Please, God, more ice. Speaking of ice, sort of, Starbucks is where we go next. And if you're someone who thinks Starbucks has lost its cozy, welcoming coffeehouse vibe, well, Starbucks would like to agree with you. Starbucks is actually a little bit self-aware in recent stories that I have seen. And at the same time, they couldn't be more unaware and more, kind of entitling with some of the things they've done. It's been very confusing, I think, I watch a lot of this from the outside. I don't really go to Starbucks. It's not really my thing. But I do understand how big they are, how popular they are, and how much people like their coffee. Well, Starbucks is making some changes to turn back the clock and make the experience cool. cool and fun again, and less corporate. By that, they're lowering prices? No, they're not doing that at all. No, they're not lowering prices at all. It still will cost you a mortgage to get two cups of coffee. They'll be going back to handwriting customers' names on the cups with Sharpies.
Did they stop doing that?
I guess, yeah. And probably misspelling them, which could lead to a lot of fun with a lot of people in the coffee shop. Ron? Is A.A. Ron here? No, that's Aaron, sir. That's Aaron. Yeah, right. Thank you, Keen Peele. They're also bringing back the milk and sugar stations, which were removed during the height of the pandemic.
That makes sense, because they wanted common areas where germs could be, you know, easily transferred to not be there. That was smart.
They previously said that they wanted to hang out inside Starbucks again. They wanted people to do this again, start hanging out there again. So they were going to be more strict about booting people who were not paying customers. To go along with that, they're going to use ceramic cups inside the store again and offer everyone free refills on some four-year orders. Previously, this was a perk that was reserved for members of their loyalty program. The idea that any, like, Starbucks, McDonald's, any of these companies that are bigger than any other, you know, company really in their market, in their field, there's so much. This isn't just me rambling or anything like that. Not only have I done my homework, but I've talked to people in marketing for over 30 years. I've worked with people in sales. I understand this industry pretty darn well. And one universal thing, when you are so high up and you can't get much bigger, it don't hurt to look at the people that got you there and to maybe, you know, pay a little respect to that.
Share some goodwill.
Yeah. Netflix ruined this completely. Now, Netflix is doing well right now. They'll tell you that they've got more subscribers than they've ever had and all these things. They don't show you the numbers of these things. They just want
Didn't
you to
they
take
just your... hike prices again?
Yes. Yeah. And this chickens come home to roost. I, like many other people out there, once my Netflix subscription is over, it's over. I am not going back to that. They ain't worth it. They're not worth it. And it's not just a matter of principle or standing on a little tiny hill that nobody in the world even sees. I think it's a matter of also self-worth. Like the idea of these companies, we make them so big. You know, we make them. I'm not taking anything from the workers and the people that work so hard at these companies. They do a good job. They're you know, first and foremost. But nobody gets anywhere without, you know, people buying their product and using their product. There should be a respect to that. We see it sometimes, not always, but we see it sometimes in sports. Nobody's going to see a team. Fans are going to see teams. Fans are obsessed with these teams. So oftentimes, teams will do something for fans. The Green Bay Packers famously do a lot of things for their fans and you know, have for decades and everything. This is paying it forward. This is paying it back and thanking the people that help make you what you are. Netflix is horrible at this. They're one of the worst businesses I've ever seen in the world at this. And I don't want to reward that. Well, and between you and I, Melissa, the program, there ain't really that good. I mean, like Stranger Things, like, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of shows here and there, but I feel like I'm only enjoying them because I'm paying for this and I want to get something out of it.
Well, and as we've also often discussed, that when the fans do like something, they cancel it after two seasons. So there's that too. But also, you have to choose where to spend your limited dollars that you have. And they're limited. You know, we are not rich. We are not the millionaires and billionaires out there who can afford all of this stuff. You got to make a choice. And as far as streaming services go, as we've often talked, there are so many options. And there are better ones than Netflix.
Well, and they keep raising prices, these companies, and pretty soon the only people that can watch them are people from other ones. Like, the people from Amazon Prime are watching Netflix, and the people from Netflix are watching Apple Plus. And it's only people that from their own companies that are able to afford it, maybe. I don't know how this can continue, this model. Especially when minimum wage and so many other things across the country are staying stat. Like, where's the middle class? And I thought this new regime was going to make things better for them. I thought that was supposed
Have you seen egg prices recently, James?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was going to be better. With the what? What's going on?
Right away. I'm not seeing that. Yeah. And I'm not, you know, like, I want to just keep calling attention to that because those were promises.
Those are promises
that were made.
That were going to happen day one.
That was what was run on.
First week, that was going to change. Yeah,
and
where is it?
And we need to hold them to account. That is our job.
All we've heard the last 4 years is holding the Democratic regime accountable. As somebody who walks down the line, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I don't see why we're not doing the same thing with this regime. I don't see why people are so afraid. You should never be afraid of a president. Like, think of that. Think of that. You should never be, and I'm not just talking about your everyday American citizen. I'm talking about these billionaires bending the knee and falling down and, here's my belly. Here's my soft belly. Don't hurt me.
And $1 billion.
Yeah. Like, what is going on? How are we all okay with this? It would be hilarious if it wasn't actually happening to us. Mm-hmm. If it was a movie, I wouldn't stop laughing. I'd be recommending it to everybody. As it is, we just ask that you pay attention and hold these people accountable. Because you would...
Keep asking about when our price is going to come down.
Yeah. Ask your local politicians. If you can't reach the top, reach your local constituents. That's what they're there for.
That's who you should be reaching out to, honestly.
It doesn't
hurt to also try to reach higher, but talk to the people who actually represent you.
Remember who is in charge. We the people.
Yep.
We the people. That's who's in charge. We are the ones, and we are also the watchmen. We are the ones who are supposed to be keeping everybody held accountable and doing what they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. And the only way that we can do that with corporations like Netflix is with our dollars.
Yep.
I mean, we can say all we want to them. I don't know that that's going to make a difference.
Yeah,
Stopping purchasing their product is a better way, I think.
Boy, but they pay attention to that dollar. They hear that. They hear that leaving. And I encourage it. I do. We will take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We're going to come back, and we're talking nutrition labels and maybe them moving.
Ooh.
That's coming up on the morning show.
Going to Jersey.
Coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. These bumpers are too soft for me. I'm sorry. They really are. They're throwing me.
Oh, Seth gets a ding today.
He set the bar. He set a high bar. It's on. He set up a high bar. I want to talk about this one with you, Melissa, and this is an interesting article I came across a couple weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks since our New Year's resolution, or more than that now, about a month, four weeks since New Year's resolutions, and a lot of that had to do with dieting. Some have done well, some have not, of course.
Let's not talk about the half a sleeve of Oreos I ate yesterday, James, or in actuality, the fudgy chocolate cake my brother got me for my birthday. In my defense, I froze most of it.
I should mention, just for journalistic integrity, that I did eat a sleeve of Oreos just about. In my defense, they were chocolate-covered Oreos. Thank you, Beth.
Chocolate.
It's my favorite cookie. It's my favorite cookie. I can't.
And then covered in chocolate.
It is humanly impossible for me not to eat one of those. I could just get done with like Thanksgiving dinner and be full as it gets. And if there's a chocolate covered Oreo right there, I'm gonna make room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making room on our labels now. The FDA is now proposing that nutrition info be placed on the front of packaged foods. Not the whole nutrition info box with all the ingredients and chemicals you can't pronounce, but the basics, I believe, or the ones that, you know, the real headlines, if you will.
The ones you really should be paying attention to.
Yeah. This would be a smaller box with a snapshot of just three things: saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars. There will also be a rating for each, classifying them as low, medium, or high. The idea is that this will help consumers make quicker and more accurate assessments of products, possibly without even having to pick them up. This is just a proposal for now, and even if it does get approved later this year, food companies would be expected to comply in the next 3 to 4 years after the new policy is adapted, of course. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this one? What do you think out there of this one, everybody? 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you.
So it's interesting to me that this is what they're pushing. Mm. As opposed to saying, let's get the chemicals that are actually causing people health problems out of our food.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've talked recently more about the fact that food companies here in the United States make different products to export to other countries because other countries won't import the products that they make here for American consumers because they contain poison.
Yeah, if that isn't an eye-opener.
Right there. I mean, so, great. So they're going to put saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars on the front of a box? Okay. Mm-hmm. But that is another... it's another dumbing down of our food system for the American people, but not in a way that is helpful. If they really wanted to be helpful, they should also put on the front in a box, may cause cancer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not against this. In fact, I think it's a really good idea, and not just because they used to stock shelves and have to face things all the time, and you know, people are always picking up items to look at the back of them and stuff. But that, I, in all seriousness, I think it's a good idea. I like it. I just think that they need to take it a couple steps farther and see what Melissa was just saying. How about you make the ingredients that you're putting on these labels better? How about you make these products better? Like that feels like a pretty good start.
Because this is a requirement that is going to cost companies money. Yeah. To change their packaging, to have to add this, that's actually adding a lot of cost.
Yeah.
And as opposed to addressing the problems.
And when companies need to cut costs, where do they start? They start and products.
Right, they got to, or the quality of the ingredients that they're putting in the products.
Yeah,
people. Well, we got to add, you know, this is going to cost us X amount of dollars. Well, where can we find those X amount of dollars? Well, let's get this lower quality flour.
Now, you would think that maybe the CEO or the person at the very top of these companies that is making more money than Solomon, they would maybe take a pay cut or something like that. No. That they don't do that. Yeah. They will, in fact, take more money, and they will make you pay for it.
Because
that's the bottom line.
It's an addiction, James. Mm. These people are addicted to being wealthy. That they have far more money than anyone could ever spend in multiple lifetimes, and yet they need more.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the accountability needs to be brought up more and more when it comes to any of this stuff, not just politicians, but companies, especially considering most of these companies, every big Fortune 500 company is putting into some, you know, a campaign party or some party one way or another. Mm-hmm. It's very rare to hear of one that isn't. Even more so that they need to be held accountable and not just, you know, take what's given to us. We could grow our own food. We could be doing a lot of these things ourselves. We don't need them. There's so many things that we could be doing on our own that we don't need these companies for, and we need to remind them of that.
Yeah. Yes, that is true to an extent, but also growing your own food takes time, effort, money, land. I mean, so it's not a simple ask. It's doable. I would say that our community garden in Wisconsin Rapids is a great place to start. You know, we have a collaborative effort to grow things that can be, you know, replace food on our grocery bills.
Very few things in life worth having are simple.
Correct.
I am thinking about how hard it would be for me to make my own Oreos. I will mm-hmm. say that does sound difficult.
I mean, we know baking skills need to... Yeah. They don't grow on trees, James.
No, they don't. Dang it. Darn it.
We'll get you an Oreo bush for your birthday.
An Oreo bush. Now, you're right. That sounds really good. also sounds really good, just ideas. I like that they're talking about, they're thinking of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this leads to better stuff.
Well, like we talked at the beginning of the show with vertical plants growing up instead of out, so they take up less space. All of those things are helpful and good.
Mm-hmm. There's just needs to, just like we're asking these companies to make the next, take the next step, not just stop here. We as consumers need to do the same thing. We can give credit where it's due. We can also hold accountability to these companies, to these people, to each other,
and to ourselves. Yeah,
to each other. So that's certainly, you know, has to start somewhere. It has to start with you. I wanted to remind the audience that our great friends over at the Arts Council have a fantastic show coming up. Jeff Allen coming to town, everybody, this Friday.
Ooh.
He is going to be here. You've seen him on Dry Bar Comedy, Comedy Central, VH1, America's Got Talent. He has been doing this for a long time. And Jeff is doing something different with this show where he is really opening people's eyes to addiction and that. Mm-hmm. And that's why $3 from every ticket will go to Opportunity for Hope and help our local locals around here. A big shout out to Sally, to Ann, to all the people who helped make this happen. And certainly to Jeff, really, mm-hmm. really spearheading this, really being a big part of this and everything. So I appreciate the work that everybody is doing on this one. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Be sure to get those and make sure you have a real good Friday night. And we're going to help mm-hmm. you do that because we got two tickets right here to give away.
Awesome.
Call up 715-424-2600. Give me your favorite comedian. Who is your favorite comedian?
Extra, that's an easy one.
Yeah, come on. Give me your favorite comics. I want that. And you give me that and I will give you two tickets to see Mr. Jeff Allen this Friday right at the Performing Arts Center.
Nice.
We'll come back with a winner. Mel and I will be back with more.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.